Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
A prosthetic for the brain. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. What would you pay for a computer chip that could help you recall every piece of information that's passed through your brain? It's a question posed by New York University psychology professor Gary Marcus, who says implanting chips in human brains would help us overcome evolutionary limitations on memory. Marcus is author of the new book, Kluge, The Haphazard Construction of the Human Mind.
So computer memory is extremely well organized. Everything has a particular position. It's sort of like there's a master map where everything is stored. You store something once and it stays forever. Human memory is sort of more like a shoebox where you put in a whole bunch of old photographs or something like that, and the things that you want might be close to the top, they might not be close to the top. It often takes many exposures in order for us to learn something. You hear something once, it's not good enough, whereas in your computer you store a phone number and it's there forever.
So you've suggested that an implanted chip or a neural prosthetic, as you call it, could boost human memory. How would it help?
If you could combine the organization of machines and the reliability of machines with the basic parallel, natural, intuitive way in which human memory works, you might have something that would be great. You could still remember all of the things that we as human beings remember, but you have less trouble of, oh, I know what's in there, I can't get it out.
Is a neural prosthetic even possible?
It's not today, but there are already neural prosthetics for other sorts of purposes. So there are neural prosthetics that monkeys now can use to control video displays. Like, instead of using a joystick, they can kind of directly control things with their brain. So we have the technology to at least start to think about these things.
Would a brain chip make us less human?
I don't think so. I think if it were done right, what it would do is just make it so that when you send a query, you ask a question, as if you were asking a search engine, you get your answer quicker. So and more reliably, not even just quicker, but more reliably. But it wouldn't change the things that we choose to remember. It would just make it easier for us to get those things back out.
Couldn't one argue that with Google and other search tools, we already have neural prosthetics? They're just sort of external to the mind?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, I think that my cell phone, you know, when it remembers my numbers, is an external prosthetic in a certain sense. And the written page has always been that way. So there are lots of ways in which we've already, for example, extended our memory. The really cool thing, I think, about an implant that say, Google wouldn't do is it could index your own personal memory. So it's one thing to be able to look up on Wikipedia who was the 16th president of the United States, and it's another thing to know something about your own personal past if you want to have access to that.
I imagine there would be some backlash if this ever became reality, that there would be a significant number of people who would think that implanting chips in brains is just sort of scary and wrong.
I got an email from somebody saying that all you psychologists are wacko. Would you want this implant? I didn't think so. And the truth is, I actually would want the implant. So, I mean, there are things to worry about, but I think most of what people are worried about isn't realistic. So it's not as if you had a better memory that you would have to remember more things than you already do. It would be a system where if you want to remember something, you are able to do it more reliably.
You know what would be kind of scary is if these things were networked or if there was some kind of connection between a device and the chip in your brain, because that would open all sorts of possibilities to hackers to maybe implant false memories or erase your memory chip.
Yes, you would definitely not want such a thing to be networked. You would definitely want a firewall on it for sure.
Gary Marcus is author of Kluge, The Haphazard Construction of the Human Mind. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.